Let's do War and Peace, because I might forget War and Peace. And the world is concerned with that. The presence within is extraordinarily strong today. And it says I could leave right now if I want.
But is it time?
Very strong. Well, I'll tell you. All right, I just wanted to cover War and Peace so I don't forget it. Because my view of it all is different than the world's, thankfully. Yeah. So, you see, war and peace, again, we just talked about opposites. People think war and peace are opposites. They are not opposites at all. They're not opposites. People think if nobody's getting shot, you have peace. You don't have peace. Because that which lives off war is very alive. In fact, it has peace demonstrations. The reason I don't go to peace demonstrations is they're too dangerous. They got dogs, police, water hoses, people with face masks, clubs. No thanks. So I want to do War and Peace before we go today. Peace is the natural state when truth prevails. It's the field. See? The field itself, the natural state, is peace. When truth prevails, you automatically have peace. Huh? War, then, has nothing to do with violence. It has to do with the automatic condition when falsehood prevails. The opposite of war is not peace. Therefore, the basis of war, if it's falsehood, would be ignorance. The inability to tell truth from falsehood. So the stunning thing about power versus force, I can say that because there's no me to feel egotistical about it, but I was the witness to the writing of Power versus Force, was because it discerned for the first time in all of human history how to tell truth from falsehood. The karma of mankind changed with the writing of that book. Until now, nobody, nowhere in time, could tell the difference between truth and falsehood except an advanced mystic. And they stayed in safe places. Didn't get on the front lines. The basis of war, then, is ignorance. Deutschland über alles. When you watch the history on the History Channel, how Hitler youth grew up, it breaks your heart because they thought they were going to Boy Scout camp. They had fires and they held hands and they did brave things for the fatherland. You can see the innocence